Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and you know what this is. This is the daily prophetic word. And when you believe the prophets, 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, when you believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And that word prosper means come to breakthrough. But I want you to notice that it doesn't just say believe the prophecies, it says believe the prophets. I am here to be the prophet in your life, and to see you come to your version of the breakthrough that I walk in and that I have carried in my lifetime. The Father says today, listen closely. I have given you a mercy heart, a merciful heart, and deep compassion on the inside of you. This is a gift, a reflection of my own nature that the enemy would love to squash. Life can test that mercy I've put within you. It can leave you feeling wounded, even resentful or defensive. These are understandable responses, but I call upon you to rise above them, even with your worst enemy. In all of your dealings with those around you, know that refusing to extend mercy results in forsaking your own mercy and the following consequences as a result. I would spare you that suffering, says the Father. Disillusionment may come when you see the world around you. Yes, hardship, selfishness, actions that challenge your faith abound, but never lose sight of my purpose, for I am weaving in your behalf a grand design, a program of benefit and increase in your life. This increase is not for you alone, but to equip you to uplift others. I am drawing you closer to my heart, a heart of boundless love that extends even to the difficult and the obnoxious. Remember, love never fails. Why would you ever step out of love if a step out of love is a step into failure? Skepticism, pessimism, sarcasm, these are tools of the enemy meant to derail the tenderness of spirit I am fostering in you. This tenderness is not weakness but strength, and through this strength, that of heartfelt compassion, even toward those that have wronged you and sinned against you, you will learn to love on my terms, not on the terms of the world. There will be times when I will use you, yes, to correct and rebuke, even when it feels uncomfortable. And even when you feel disqualified or isolated by the animosity of those aligned with the enemy of your soul, but show love regardless. Move in humility. For the enemy has no humility and doesn't understand humility. Humility is your secret weapon by which I pour out my goodness, my protection and grace upon you to overcome what seems utterly impossible to get around. Trust, says the Father, that my mercy and showing mercy is the heart, the very zenith of my plan to bring about growth, healing, and deliverance in your life. Embrace at all costs, says the Father, even when it's difficult to do so, your mercy heart that I put within you. Let it be a beacon in the world, and as you walk in love and compassion, I will guide your steps and use you to bring about good in ways that you cannot yet even imagine, says the Father. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith sore. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.